This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The Biden administration is moving toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the United States to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. White House officials said Wednesday, talking to the Associated Press, the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. Eventually, all foreign citizens entering the U.S., with some limits and exceptions, are expected to need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter the country. All travelers to the U.S., regardless of their vaccination status, are required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of air travel to the country. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymanovskaya, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympic Games, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, either in her sporting life or personal one. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning, and Poland has also offered him a visa. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliation to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, with the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Amnesty International on Thursday accused Nigerian security forces of using excessive force and killing at least 115 people in a crackdown on separatist agitators in the country's restive southeast. Violence has flared in southeastern states of Nigeria this year, claiming the lives of at least 127 police or members of the security services, according to authorities. The Nigerian police could not immediately respond to allegations pertaining to the incidents. Nigeria has recently intensified a crackdown on separatist agitators, including the arrest and trial of their leaders. California's largest wildfire continued to grow Wednesday, while thousands of firefighters prepared for a tougher fight as dangerous weather returns. A red flag warning was issued through Thursday because of hot, bone-dry conditions with winds up to 40 miles per hour that could drive flames through timber and grass, especially along the northern and northeastern sides of the vast Dixie Fire. Firefighters were able to save homes and hold large stretches of the blaze. More than 20,000 firefighters and support personnel were battling 97 large active wildfires covering 13 U.S. states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. An overloaded van carrying 29 migrants crashed Wednesday on a remote highway in the southern U.S. state of Texas, killing at least 10 people, including the driver, and injuring 20 others, according to police. They say the driver lost control of the top-heavy van and struck a metal utility pole. Investigators are looking into the identities of the victims. A surge in migrants crossing the border illegally has brought about an uptick in the number of crashes involving vehicles jammed with migrants who pay large amounts of money to be smuggled into the country. Here in the U.S., crowds of bikers rumbling their way towards the western state of South Dakota right now, raising fears that COVID-19 infections will be unleashed among 700,000 people expected to show up at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. The rally kicks off Friday. It's been a haven for those eager to escape coronavirus precautions. Last year, the rally hardly slowed down, with roughly 460,000 people attending. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.